Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm John Sears. Murph, how long you been at this sound-off game?
I'm Keith Murphy. So long, I can remember when the Royals scored a run.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Alongside John Sears, I am Keith Murphy. We welcome you to Sound Off. Little preseason football for us tonight. We had to get in preseason mode.
We're getting into that time.
It's called waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting.
And luckily tonight, only about 15 to 20 minutes late. If that can just be the case every Sunday night,
that wouldn't be
Let's
too bad.
Let's sign up for it right now.
John, you had impeccable timing last night. We were over at KXNO producers Sean Roberts' house watching the fight.
Yeah.
You showed up as they were climbing into the ring.
Yeah.
That's really
McGregor
good.
Is in. Mayweather's walking down in his ski mask. I walk in the door and the fight starts. Perfect.
Sound off at 515-282-9010. The hot topic, Mayweather-McGregor doesn't suck.
No.
It was actually entertaining.
What did you think of the much-hyped fight won by Floyd Money Mayweather? Sound off at 515-282-9010.
I watched the fight. Didn't always want to. I'm glad I did. Promoters marketed the match by appealing to the worst in us. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor pretended to despise each other while hurling hateful insults. It worked. Record revenue. It's more fun watching if one has a rooting interest, so I backed the possible racist over the certain woman beater. And by that, I mean Floyd Mayweather punches women in the face. 7 arrests or citations with 5 different women. Great fighter, bad guy. Fight night arrives, Mayweather comes out dressed like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction. He then goes out and throws just 5 punches in the first round. Meantime, McGregor belongs? Unorthodox, but holding his own, even winning rounds, landing far more punches than Pacquiao, and not all of them to the back of Mayweather's head. But Mayweather had strategy. McGregor punched himself out, then Mayweather pounced. He had McGregor stumbling around like a drunk in the dark. And McGregor knows drunk. McGregor somehow stayed upright until referee Robert Byrd stopped it in the 10th round. What? I yelled at the television, "You can't stop this until someone falls." But I was wrong. Reviewing the fight, McGregor hadn't defended himself in more than a minute. McGregor is tough, would not go down. He lost and became a bigger star. Mayweather won and did not put us to sleep for a change. 50-0. More fight than farce. I respect if you refuse to watch. Surprisingly, I'm glad I did.
And I'm glad I made it in time. Okay, last week I gave my predictions and thoughts on the Hawkeyes. Tonight, Iowa State. For a program that has just one winning season in the last 11 years, fan support is at an all-time high. Not sure where else that happens. I think Matt Campbell gets a solid A- as he leads his team into his second season. Recruiting is the best it's ever been, and players seem to be trusting the process. The Joel Lanning story is one of the craziest position changes I've ever seen. On the positive side, Jaylan is a great athlete. I've never heard of a quarterback moving to middle linebacker and immediately starting, but that also might be a negative. What does it say about the linebacker depth when the quarterback steps in to start? Alan Lazard is the best wide receiver to ever wear an Iowa State uniform. I expect a monster senior season. We saw flashes last year from Jacob Park. He can sling it. He's also got great hair that goes toe-to-toe with Kenny G, Weird Al, and Troy Polamalu. For me, this season comes down to the offensive and defensive lines. It doesn't matter who's throwing the ball, running, or receiving. If the O-line can't protect and open holes, the offense will be more Volkswagen Rabbit than Lamborghini Diablo. Bowl game is the goal, and I think 6 wins could come down to the Cy-Hawk game. Win, and I think ISU goes perfect in non-conference and goes bowling. Lose, and they need 4 Big 12 wins. That hasn't happened in 12 years, when Colorado was on top of the Big 12 North. It all starts with you and I, a must win. I think they'll win and finish the season 5-7.
5-7 would be a two-game improvement, which would be headed in the right direction. Yeah, I think the Iowa-Iowa State game, stakes are going to be really high this
year. It's big.
Year. Yeah, it's, and I think the energy is going to be like we haven't seen it in a long time. As long as both teams win next Saturday, if one of them stumbles.
And it changes everything. We've seen that.
The stumble. We've seen it happen. Let's take some of your calls. Dodger Denny has Cyclone football on his mind. Dodger Denny, John, has 5 wins out there for Iowa State. What do you think about that?
Hey, that's not too bad.
You'll take that?
Yeah, I'll take it. Let's go for it. And I'm fired up waiting for them to start. So go Cyclones. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Yeah, boy. And how about the Cyclone fans? They are selling tickets at a record rate, and they've won 8 games in 3 years. I mean, if this team wins, look out.
It's like I just said, where else would that happen? I mean,
nowhere.
I can't think of a place that one winning season in 11 years and they're consistently selling out and the momentum is building.
It's really impressive. Jerry is in Grimes. Jerry, coming out of a Sunday night football, do you consider a preseason game, even in week 3, to be real football?
No, I don't. But the thing that gets me is the first few times you were delayed and made a joke, it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Funny from Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, when you're delayed from Sunday Night Football and then you whine about it, nah, I don't get it anymore.
Okay, so just drop it because...
Never mention it again.
You broke the law one too many.
Okay, so we're turning stale and lame by referencing that?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
Got it.
Any other tips on the show, please email or call. I'll even give you my home number because I think you can make the show better. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges, Chad in Altoona, says Simpson women's basketball coach Brian Nemeth. Looks like Netflix series Last Chance U, East Mississippi head football coach Buddy Stevens.
wait. What's his title again?
Okay. Brad Nemeth coaches at Simpson.
Okay.
Buddy Stevens is the head coach of Last Chance U, East Mississippi.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's... Now, this is a lot of pressure on you, Old Spice. What do you think of this nomination by Chad?
I like that one.
Yeah, I think that's good, too. Put a hat on Brian over there. Tim Johnson says via Twitter... that this was on at SoundOff 13. He says, Confederate General Robert E. Lee looks like ESPN announcer Robert Lee. I really see no resemblance at all. Old Spice, could anybody confuse these two? Exactly.
Guys, just when I thought I understood America, Johnston High School went and got me all screwed up again. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Anonymous writes, McGregor surprised, TKO on the money. McGregor was defenseless and spent in the 10th. Yeah, he was. Mayweather yet to fight anyone of note in their prime.
Rob writes, no way McGregor was going to win, but it was stopped too soon. Mac was absorbing the punches all night. No blood, no knockdown, just fatigue.
I really did want to see somebody
hit the canvas.
But I rewatched, and there's like a minute 10 where McGregor can't even lift his hands. He was out.
The funny thing was, he was calling for it. He wanted to hit the canvas,
too. I know. Uncle Denny writes, I figured a KO by Floyd in 6, was surprised that McGregor withstood several big punches once Floyd turned it on in the 4th. 50-0 is 50-0. Yeah, no one should question McGregor's toughness, man. He hung in there.
That guy is tough.
Yeah,
sure.
He is tough. It's back to school in Iowa.
And that leads us to What's Bugging Andy?
You know, There are What's Bugging Andy segments where I have focused on really unimportant stuff. And here's another one. Have you seen the new high school in Johnston? I mean, it's beautiful, interactive, state-of-the-art. It is built with the modern student in mind. But here's the thing. The modern student is from another planet. I mean, the new school doesn't have lockers in the hallways. They have some small ones that the kids can use if they want, but apparently, the kids don't really want them. Well, why don't you just whack me over the head with a big stick of WTF? High school students don't want lockers? I mean, the locker is as high school as a sloppy French kiss. How can you have one without the other? I mean, why would anyone want to? The locker is your space, your place, your first piece of real estate. It's the spot for your books, your coat, and the Pamela Anderson pictures that your mom won't let you put up in your bedroom. This is the first extra space that Americans have ever turned down. I mean, we want a three-car garage, we want a walk-in closet, want an extra fridge in the basement, but we're saying no to a locker at school? Well, what's going on? Well, the kids carry everything in their backpacks now. What? You're telling me that we're going back to being nomads now? I mean, 100 years from now, we're going to be back to following the buffalo or chasing reindeer with the Laplanders? I don't get it. I mean, what are we going to slam when we get mad about the hot new chick picking our buddy over us? Where are you going to hang your mirror so you can keep checking to see if that zit's going away? I don't get it. Next thing you're going to tell me is they're doing away with the Dewey Decimal System. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, Andy's, never mind. Next on Sound Off, we clear up the confusion over Robert E. Lee. Sound Off Nation on Facebook. Brandon writes, this is why boxing is a dead sport. It's anticlimactic. A good punch in boxing gets you a round. A good punch in the UFC gets you a knockout.
Will writes, they should have let him go down on a punch. Either way, it wouldn't have lasted another round. I was pulling for Connor. Good fight.
Yeah, if you have any thoughts on the fight, give us a call at 282-9010. I'd like to hear from somebody about the fight. Who's in your five? Not ESPN announcers.
So these people don't work at ESPN?
No, the following are not football announcers for ESPN, lest there be any confusion.
Okay.
Max Cady of Cape Fear, not doing play-by-play for ESPN, but rather terrorizing people in a Martin Scorsese movie.
Got it.
Number four, General Stonewall Jackson.
You sure he wasn't on last weekend?
Died in 1863, okay. John, long before the invention of television.
Okay.
Number three, Scarlett O'Hara, fictional, Gone with the Wind character, doesn't give a damn about football.
I bet she would. No, she'd be a Bears fan.
Number two, Sheriff Buford T. Justice. He ain't got time for that crap.
He looks like he'd be a Bama fan, somebody from down south.
Not one of ESPN's announcer. Okay. And number one, General Robert E. Lee. He led the Confederate Army and died in 1870. He missed being available for Saturday's Virginia football game by 147 years.
Now, I'm pretty sure that Robert E. Lee works for ESPN right now, but didn't want to do the game. Is that right?
No, that's Robert Lee.
Oh.
And ESPN pulled him off the game. Not Robert E. Lee, not General Robert E. Lee.
They didn't want to confuse him with him. So they didn't want to get those.
General Robert E. Lee has been dead a long time.
Okay.
But Robert Lee could have easily done the game and should have done it.
Okay. But ESPN was just making sure that no one was confused that the guy doing the game was not General Robert E. Lee.
Correct. Didn't want anybody confused.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Joe in Grimes. Joe, baseball on your mind tonight. What about it?
Yeah. This is the Sears. When are you going to stop talking about and blowing about the Chicago Cubs? Yesterday they beat the Phillies 17-2, and boy, you blowed that all up, and big deal. You never say anything about the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, Joe,
just a minute now. All you got to do is take a look at the standings. If they was in the National League West, they'd be 22 games out. If they was in the National League East, they'd be 8 games out.
Correct.
And yeah. if in the American League West, they'd be 10 out.
All of that's good, Joe.
All true.
Last night, you blow
best
that
team
up.
In baseball.
And today on the news, you blow that up like it was the fourth game of the World Series and it was championships again.
Okay.
Joe,
can you listen to this part of it?
I'll listen to you.
Okay. If they had a AAA affiliate in Des Moines, they would be on your local news all the time, but they don't. If 50% of the fans in the state were Dodger fans, they'd be on the news all the time. If they were the defending World Series champions with a AAA affiliate in the market with 50% of the fans in the area, fans of that team, they'd be on a lot more.
But they are in L.A.
But I know. But if, when you take a look at the standings and they run away with
right.
it,
that's
they're
a lot,
running away
right.
with it, and you hardly ever even mention the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Right, we do local.
Yeah, we do
news.
Local sports here.
And yet you're a sports station.
The Cubs players played in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Most of them. We're a local station.
Okay.
Local. You can watch ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN does a lot of Dodger stuff.
Yeah, they'll cover the Dodgers all the time. We'll get them when they play the Cubs.
Yeah, you're going to get them when they go into the series. And you'll have to do a lot of bragging. But you probably won't like that, but you'll have to do a lot of bragging about it because they're going to be awful tough.
Yeah, they could be tough. Who won the World Series last year?
Well, the Cubs. But,
oh,
yeah,
that's
but,
weird.
Okay, but listen, what kind of year did the Cubs have last year?
A good one.
They had a good year.
They
sure did.
And all them ball players now, they're not having any.
Oh, I hope the Dodgers don't blow it in the playoffs.
Them pitchers aren't there what they used to be.
The Dodgers better not blow it.
You know what the Cubs also had last year?
The Dodgers got a rookie team. Look out. We're coming, buddy.
Hey, one other thing, though. You know what the Cubs also had last year?
What's that?
A AAA affiliate in Des Moines.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad. I'd like them better if it was a Dodger.
Well, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. They're the best team in baseball.
But you know what? If they don't win at all, man, what an embarrassment that'll be for every Dodger fan in Des Moines.
I like the passion. I liked his passion. I really did. That was fun.
They're good.
Next on Sound Off, why this team should rank number one. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. College football is here. My prediction, Iowa goes 10-2.
Whoa.
Iowa State goes 8-4.
Whoa.
Both see the top 25 sometime during the season. Boom.
Look at that.
Jasper and Dexter. Jasper, I hope you are right. That'd be
a fun year.
That'd be a fun year to cover football. That'd be great.
All right, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Keith, disturbing video this week out of Denver showed a cheerleader being forced to do splits while screaming in pain. Stop, stop. The coach has been fired while four others have been placed on leave. Good.
Yeah.
Unacceptable behavior. That's abuse, and the coach should never work in cheer again.
I'm stunned by the people who defended the coach as demanding. Demanding is requiring splits to make the team. Physically forcing girls into the split position is abusive.
That was tough to watch. Iowa Athletics gave $2 million back to the university last year and plans to do the same thing this year. That's two thumbs up. These are student athletes, and Iowa football brings in a lot of money.
Yeah, two thumbs up, four total. It's the right thing to do. Not all athletic programs can afford this, John, but the ones who can, like Iowa, absolutely should. Well done.
There's a new 8-man football team from Baxter, the Bolts. They split from Collins Maxwell. Baxter won its first game by 59. That's the good news. The bad news, the Bolts are not eligible for the playoffs because of redistricting and the association ruling them ineligible this year. Fair?
No, the kids should not be punished because the schools decided to split. Plus, there are a couple 8-man districts that have one fewer team than the rest, and the Bolts could easily slide in and be eligible. The well-intended people at the association needed to find a way to work this out. The seniors don't get another shot. This is it.
Yeah. Pella has won 42 straight football games, 3 straight championships, yet the Dutch are not ranked number one. That makes sense.
To quote Ric Flair, to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. I realize Pella lost most of its starters, but the Dutch haven't lost a football game since 2013. That should earn you number one until proven otherwise.
Big one this week against Dallas Center Grimes as well.
That'll be a big game. Over, under, overrated, Robert E. Lee, surrendering Confederate general.
Underrated, Robert Lee, ESPN broadcaster not doing Saturday's Virginia football game, and not to be confused with Robert E. Lee, the general.
Correct. Yes, that,
You want to know what's bugging me? All this yammering! Shut your mouths! 1 minute, boys! Tiny ref! Out!
All right, bad Tiny ref. He's getting on my nerves.
Did we go to black there? Would Tiny ref yell us off the TV?
I think Old Spice is trying to shut it down for the night. He's like ready to go.
We've had some just a little. Seems like people a little incensed with the calls tonight. You know, we had someone complaining about that we're complaining.
Right.
Dodgers baseball.
Right.
We should show more Dodgers baseball.
Maybe we shouldn't complain as much about being late. I mean, the caller had a point.
Okay.
Every time we're late,
no
we
more
say,
complaining.
Hey, we're late. Maybe we shouldn't.
We're
going
to be happy.
We just see a lot of that on Twitter.
Yeah.
But Dodgers baseball. There is passion. There is a lot about that, right?
Love the passion for sports.
Somebody,
that you watch it.
Somebody is upset. I see in the Twitter feed that Robert Lee asked to be taken off the broadcast. That's actually not true. The executives at ESPN released a statement that said they suggested to Lee that he change games for his own good, and he eventually agreed.
Okay.
It's one of the dumbest things in the history of the world.
So people aren't confused that Robert Lee is General Robert E. Lee.
Correct.
They did not want people to get confused about that.
Did not want any viewers to think that is the dead Confederate general calling the game.
We got it now.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. Johnston eighth graders Zoe Buchan and Anna Gosling team up for a memorable sequence of shots. First a three, and then a half court behind the head. Well done, girls. We'll see you next week. College football is here.
Yeah, Saturday.